T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Give us an idea of some of the planes that you have coming in for the Westmoreland County Air Show.
This year we have a Curtis P-36 Hawk.
Ooh.
Kind of similar. But,
yeah.
I think folks will enjoy that. And it's part of a group called Tora Tora Tora, which is coming back to the air show after decades. It hasn't been here since before I worked there and before I covered the air show. So it's going back a ways. But they're a World War II fighter group reenactment of Pearl Harbor. And that is going to be a keynote of the show. It's going to be a spectacle we haven't had in quite some time.
Yeah, it's presented by the Commemorative Air Force, a nonprofit organization that's out of Dallas, Texas. And these guys, they have so much passion for what they do, and they restore World War II aircraft, and they'll recreate the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor from 1941. So you'll see a lot of aircraft that maybe you have never seen and will never see again.
That's correct. And a lot of pyro framing that, too. It's going to be I can't wait. We've been excited for quite some time about these guys coming.
Now, somebody who comes to the air show, how up close and personal do you get with these aircraft?
Well, we have a lot of static that you can walk right up to. Aircraft that'll sit on the ramp and walk around and take a look at. But the performing aircraft, you'd be surprised how close they appear. I mean, of course, there's a safety buffer. We have a safety area that, you know, the show line has to be outside of, but it's right there. I mean, you'll see it, you'll feel it, you'll hear it. It's you're close.
Yeah, I've been to many air shows. In fact, I got a press ride with the F-16s and the FA-18s, and your performance jets are going to be the Canadian Snowbirds.
Right. They're coming back 2016 when they were here last, and they have 11 aircraft, and they're very tight performing team. They're our friends from the north, and they're a good time. They are very impressive.
They'd have to be flying out of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Yes, I love that.
when you come out of Moose Jaw, you gotta live up to the name, I guess. And do they do the same type of flying that we have seen from the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, that kind of stuff?
They do. It's a little more precision. The jets aren't as quite as powerful as the F-16s or the F-18s. They're more of a precision aerobatic team. Similar, but just a little different. It's very entertaining, very very beautiful to watch, actually. But if you want the power and the noise, we certainly have that in the lineup with the F-16 Viper team demo. They're coming back, and they'll make some noise. And we also have the Harrier coming.
The Harrier jet is that Marine jet that they've used for years that takes off vertically from a static position and then zips off. Mm-hmm. It's wild to see this thing because it doesn't look like it's possible.
It's like, that shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, that's not possible. It's pretty amazing. And then many static aircraft display that you can kind of walk through, touch, and see up close for the Shop and Save Westmoreland County Air Show. So what do we need to know for Saturday and Sunday if you want to buy tickets?
All right. Tickets are $15 at all Shop and Save stores. Any Shop and Save store you can go before the show. $15. If you wait till you come to the field and buy them at the gate, they're $25. So it's a really good discount to go get them ahead of time. And we have VIP tickets still available, but you got to come to our office at the airport now because it's too late to mail them out to you. So.
And do you handle parking right there on the site of the airport, or is it off-site?
It's on-site. If you come off of Route 30, it's the first gate on your right, pull in there. It is $5, but all that money goes to the local fire departments to help us get everybody parked safely. So it's a fundraiser for those guys, and they help us out a lot. there's plenty of parking. We won't have any trouble getting anybody in. We're using the old runway, actually, as we have for years.
Oh, that's cool.
And gates open when and show times are?
Gates open 7:30. Show times start about 10:30. We'll start events kicking off. And, hey, I just wanted to let folks know that the Harrier is going to perform, but we're also going to have two static Harriers and that you can get up close and see, and also two A-10s, the Thunderbolts. They're very popular aircraft people like to see.
Those things are scary just to look at them.
Yeah.
The A-10s, to say the least. All right, so you said a Curtis Hawk, right?
Yep.
Here you go.
C-36, yeah. And, one more thing. Lucas Oil's Mike Wiskus, aerobatic performer, been here, done a great job. He's coming back, and I didn't want to omit him from the lineup there.
All right, go to WestmorelandCountyAirShow.com. Dwayne Pickles with the authority up there, Westmoreland County Grants Director, but wearing a different hat today as spokesman for Gabe Monzo. Tell Gabe we said hello.
And we'll do that.
Good luck with the show, Dwayne.
Thanks very much.
Saturday and Sunday at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.